This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back to Mini Mondays.
Woo! I love Mini Mondays.
Me too. For anyone that's new here, we've started a new segment on the podcast. It's called Mini Mondays, so you can expect short episodes from some of our favorite moments throughout the 4 years.
And with that being said, let's get straight into the episode.
Stop stalking them.
Yes.
I think that's probably the biggest
one. I think it's one of the hardest things to do out of the whole break.
It is one of the hardest things to do, but I think stopping the stalk, it limits how much you see them.
I've been this person. You try to justify it. I don't care. I just want to see what they're up to. I just want to make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or on the more toxic side, you're like, I just want to see like who he's hanging out with.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry. Just don't do it. Like, I think it feels good in the moment. You know, you're like, it's kind of like an addiction. You want to just check up on them. But it doesn't actually do you any favors. And if anything, it's really limiting your self-growth and your ability to actually move on from that relationship.
And like, don't lie to yourself and pretend you're following them for whatever reason. You're looking at their following.
Yeah.
When it's fresh, I mean, you're doing shit. But if you're in a position where you can't unfollow or whatever, I know sometimes there's like
mute, block.
Yeah, mute. That's good. Just mute them.
Mute them.
Mute is fine. But that's only if you have the self-control to do so. If you do,
I feel like though, managing a good breakup to the best of your abilities is actually all about self-control.
Discipline.
Self-discipline and self-control.
Agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's just hard to come by.
It is. It's really hard, and sometimes it takes a while to get to that point, but it really is. To manage a breakup well, you have to have self-discipline.
Yeah.
So that, whether that be having the discipline enough to say, I'm going to block you for myself, having the discipline to say, get that craving to check up on them, check their phone, and you notice it goes up by one. Oh my God, what girl is it?
Oh, fuck.
Stop yourself in your tracks. Stop yourself in your tracks, because it doesn't add anything to your life, and it's not going to make you happier. If anything, it will make you feel more shit.
And it will waste your time.
Yes.
Like, that time could be doing something
productive,
way more interesting than looking at your ex. And it's hindering your growth, because you're looking at them moving on and doing all these things. What are you doing? Sitting in your room stalking them? No.
You had, a great day, at work, working on yourself, come home, stalk them. It's over. It's
just, and it can ruin your night.
Backwards. Yeah.
Like that.
Preach. It like, ruins your whole night.
You can be fine, and then all of a sudden you're crying.
Because you've seen they've followed Stacey from, I don't know.
Yeah,
I always use Stacey. I'm so sorry if anyone's called Stacey.
Yeah, I know Stacey.
But it just doesn't add anything. And I think also the other thing as well, especially if you broke up with them, you have no control over what they're doing. The second you end it, he can go out. I mean, it would hurt if he did, but he can literally go out and sleep with someone that night. You have no right to say anything to him.
Yeah.
As much as it hurts.
Yeah. And you need to not be looking at that.
Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you'll find some shit you don't want to see. Like, you will.
No burner account.
No burner accounts.
Guilty.
Take like protective measures of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, delete the burner account.
Yeah. I said before, if you feel like you can't unfollow them and do the mute, if you don't even have enough self-discipline to do that, but you're in a tough position where maybe you've got like a family friend or mutual friends or, I don't know, something where you just think the block is a bit aggressive, you can like message them and just be like, hey, just FYI, like swallow your pride and be like, I am going to block you until I'm healed. And when I've healed, I will then unblock you if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just letting you know that me unfollowing or blocking or whatever you isn't an attack. And that's if you broke up with them, you might've been the one who broke their heart, but it's just like, I'm doing this so that way I can leave you alone.
Yeah.
And I can be okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll reconnect in like a few months.
Yeah.
And then you can meet them.
That's another kind of going on to the next point, is you can't be friends with an ex while you're both healing. I don't think you can. So if you're going through a breakup and they're doing the classic let's stay friends. But like you want to still be friends with them. Maybe you guys had an amazing relationship. You still want to have this person in your life on a friendly basis. You need to have that period of separation to heal before you can come back together.
Mm.
Like you can't keep hanging out because we know what's going to happen.
You're going to smash.
You're going to end up in his bed at 2 a.m.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, you left your bobby pin.
Yeah, it's a toxic cycle.
My mum says hi.
We've all been there. It's just self-control, self-discipline, communicating that with him, saying, look, I need to heal first before we can revisit this as a friendship, still love you as a person, would love to be on good terms, but I just need to have this time period apart.
Obviously, in not every situation, it is as lovely and as nice as that. But if it can be as nice as that, I think that is so such a great thing to do and just be like, FYI, like I won't be attending group social events. I want you to still go and have a good time, but I can't be there. Don't think it's because I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to heal.
Yeah.
My healing is first, baby.
Yeah. Healing is first. Your self-healing comes first before anything.
Definitely. I heard a quote the other day and it was like, what even is closure?
No.
Like, you're just re-saying
exactly. You just move on.
Yeah.
You don't need to have closure.
Can you please re-explain this to me? No, it's like,
just move on.
Don't keep going back to get these questions answered. Just sort of take it for what it is. Like,
yeah.
Did you look speak to her like in January of 2012 when we're in Bali together? Like, just, do you know what? Like, it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
We don't need every nitty gritty answer. We don't need to psychoanalyze why this all happened with him. We can do that in therapy on our own.
Yeah. Mm.
Move on.
Yeah.
When they show you who they are, believe them.
Love that.
And when they say something.
The first time as well. Believe them the first time.
Not 25th.
The 15th time, babes. Anyway, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Needs time distance apart. Don't look at old photos. Don't listen to old songs that you would love together.
The slideshow of like the apple when they.
Oh, like, I had to delete. Together, like, I had to edit their faces because it kept coming up on my phone.
That happened to me recently.
No, it happened to me recently too, and I was like, "Please stop!" It's like, literally, get rid of it all.
Don't if you need to see it.
If you have photos around the house, hide them. Get rid of them. You don't need to see it.
No.
And another one. Thank you. If you are still thinking one day they're going to change, one day it's going to go back to being good, we might get back together. Yeah, like delete, like get rid of that.
No.
Come to the conclusion, the acceptance of it is what it is.
Yeah.
Get rid of the hope that maybe he's going to change one day. Maybe when he sees you at this amazing new job that you're trying to flex on Instagram for him, he's going to come back. Like,
oh, yeah. And don't do things for them.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Just squish
the idea of hope and rekindling. It's gone.
Yeah. Like, it is fun when you have, like, that, like, revenge mood and you're like,
oh, yeah,
I'm going to post in this hot photo because he'll see it. It's like, truthfully, he probably just scrolled past it. Like, don't, like, go out of your way to try and be like.
I also think the second you start to do things like that, again, it's just taking your own self-healing and growth backwards.
And you're giving them power over your life again. Because even when they're not with you, they're controlling all your emotions because you got that new job. You're posting about it, but the first thing you're thinking of is like, oh, fuck you. Like,
yeah, I can't wait for him to watch
my new job.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
No.
Babe, embrace with your friends and family.
Yeah.
They're happy for you.
Yeah.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah, fuck that dude. Just, it's acceptance and get rid of hope and the idea of it's going to work out again.
Yeah, I like that. And then it opens you up to being able to
in the present
have new
moment.
Experiences.
Exactly. I think hope is thinking about future, whereas it's taking away from right now.
Mm.
So focus more on today, like what you can be doing to improve your self-healing. What can you do today to make yourself feel happier? Okay, there's the classic one. Lean on your friends and family. Lean on me.
Yeah, right.
You're going to sing now. Leaning on your loved ones.
Yeah.
Communicating with them, talking about it. Don't bottle things up.
No.
Therapy.
Therapy is really good, especially coming out of, any relationship, but especially if it was a toxic one.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't be afraid to continuously talk about it with, your best friend.
Get it out.
Yeah, get it out. Let it out. I think the more you bottle it up, more the feelings and the emotions grow inside.
And that's it for this week's Mini Monday episode.
We hope you enjoyed. And if you want to listen to the full-length version of the episode, we'll put the link in the bio for you to check it out.
See you on Thursday for our next full episode.
Bye.